Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Kevin Most, Chief Medical Officer, Central DuPage Hospital, joining us. And Kevin, first of all, Dr. Most, welcome. Happy holidays to you there, my friend, but not a happy holiday for a lot of people. We are looking at one of the worst surges during this entire pandemic period right now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are, Dean. And, you know, it's funny that you were just talking about bozo, because we definitely have a bunch of bozos who have not done everything they can to help stop this spread. But we are looking at, you know, the next couple of weeks are going to be what I'm calling the potential perfect storm. You know, we still have Delta cases that are rising. We still have hospitalizations that are rising, which is very unfortunate. And now we're looking at Omicron, which could be devastating to the workforce. So, yeah, we are in a really tough position right now.
Explain what you think is happening right now.
Well, if you look at the hospitalizations, they're about 97% unvaccinated people. So individuals who are getting to the point of being hospitalized are certainly unvaccinated. We're starting to see more social things, right? So we're seeing concerts, we're seeing basketball games and hockey games, and people are going to restaurants. So, you know, we're starting to see that spread. And then right on top of this will be Omicron here. You know, it's here already. It's just a matter of how fast it's going to spread in Chicago. So the problem there is it's going to knock out workforces. You know, where we will have, you know, nurses with essentially a bad flu with Omicron, but they won't be able to come to work. And yet we have the hospitals filled, overfilled in many cases across Chicago.
Right. With Omicron, more contagious than Delta and the original variant, or less? And
No.
Go ahead.
No. Much, much, much more contagious. You know, when we looked at the original variant, you know, and then we saw Delta, which is more contagious and more virulent. But now Omicron is like 70 times more contagious.
70.
Wow. Yes. Yep.
With less severe consequences?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. I mean, we're talking about this being an illness now with Omicron, that runny nose, headache, fatigue, sore throat, you know, not bad at all. If you look at what's happened in South Africa, you know, the cases just totally spiked, but hospitalization stayed fairly flat, which was great in South Africa because they had low hospitalizations to begin with. So they were actually in a great position. In the UK and what's happening here, we're not so much. We still have a lot of Delta around, and the Delta lag of a couple of weeks pushes those individuals into the hospital right when Omicron is going to hit.
Texter from 847 says, I was at a Christmas party last week and recently discovered that people at the Christmas party were not vaccinated. One of them had tested positive for COVID. What should I do?
Boy, you know, Merry
Christmas.
There's
a lot of Christmas parties going on right now.
Yep.
Where I'm sure things like that are happening everywhere right now.
Yep. So what that individual can do, and, you know, and I would normally say, hey, go out and get a test, you know, but I would say right now, watch for symptoms, isolate yourself, go into quarantine. I'm not going to push people going to get tests because we are running out of tests because there is so much demand right now, mainly on the East Coast because of Omicron, and you're going to see that here. They will not be able to make tests fast enough for us to be able to test everybody who wants to be tested. But for that individual, one, I would say, you know, to every individual, if you're going to be at a Christmas party, I would say, tell me everybody is vaccinated and boosted. And if not, you know what, I'll see you next year at Christmas. I would not be going to any events where you have the potential for unvaccinated. They are the vector right now to spread the illness.
And definitely don't be shy about asking this. Don't be, you know, don't feel like you're going to be rude to your host. Don't feel anything. You're protecting your own health, your loved one's health. It's the sensible thing to do, to go, I'd love to come to your party. Who's going to be there? You know, is everybody vaccinated? I got a wedding invitation for a wedding that is going to be taking place in the spring. And in the invitation, it said, in order to RSVP, you have to send a copy of your vaccination card to the bride and groom to let them know that you're safe to come to the wedding.
Yeah, you know, we have to remember, and everybody who's listening, you know, those of you who are fully vaccinated, even with boosters, you can still get this illness. So we need to do what we can to stop the spread. Well, the unvaccinated are definitely the ones that are going to take the brunt of it. But we know that we can still spread this even after being fully vaccinated. Being fully vaccinated will keep you out of the hospital, really decreases your chance for severe harm or death, but you can still have breakthrough cases as we've seen. So we should be doing everything we possibly can to slow this and stop this because the healthcare system is really, really, really stressed right now.
So, you know, let's hope that we don't see something here like we're seeing in New York right now. I mean, shows are shutting down. Broadway shows are shutting down. Saturday Night Live canceled their audience last night. They canceled their musical guest. They, you know, because people are testing positive on in casts and crews, and it's rampant on the East Coast right now. Hopefully we don't get to that point. But if we do, if people do begin to exhibit symptoms and the healthcare system is maxed out, what do you do? Do you simply just isolate yourself and wait it out? When should you be more concerned and, you know, really seek medical care that is already being stressed?
Yeah, certainly those that are unvaccinated that start to get symptoms, those individuals certainly should talk to their doctor about the opportunity for monoclonal antibody treatment, something that could potentially keep them out of the hospital. Those individuals who have been fully vaccinated, your symptoms are probably going to be mild to moderate, and you can just isolate yourself at home and do all the things that you normally would. Monoclonal antibodies, we don't have enough of them. So we're certainly looking to make sure that we're giving them to the appropriate people that we know could potentially end up in the hospital, the unvaccinated, versus the vaccinated saying, hey, you know what, you guys, you're going to be really well protected about going into the hospital. Please do all the supportive measures and isolate yourself so you don't spread it any further.
Let's take a quick break and then we'll get to your questions for Dr. Kevin Most, 312-981-7200 next.
Happy holidays from all of us at WGN to all of you.
Merry Christmas, Chicago, from WGN.
Jim, you're on WGN with Dr. Kevin Most. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my question. So both my wife and I had been vaccinated last winter, spring, and had actually scheduled our booster shot. But before we were able to get the shot, both of us became infected with mild cases of COVID in mid-November. We were fortunate enough to get the antibody treatment, which I think really reduced any kind of symptoms. My question is, at this point, we still have to wait 90 days, excuse me, for a booster. How safe are we to go about normal activities? Could there be, minor travel, that kind of thing, being around loved ones, obviously still masking, all those kinds of things? Just wanted to kind of get the doctor's ideas to how safe the two of us would be now before getting that next booster, which we got to wait 90 days for.
Sure.
Thank you.
Yeah, sure. Jim, you know, glad that you got through it okay. And again, it shows the importance of being vaccinated. Here you are, you were vaccinated, but still got the infection. So still got a breakthrough case, but sounds like it was mild to moderate. And great that you got the monoclonal antibodies, which really probably helped you quite a bit here. The beauty of this is now you're body has already been exposed now to the COVID, the Delta virus, so it is making antibodies as well. So you're in a very good position right now because not only do you have the vaccine immunity, but you have the natural immunity from the illness. So as far as travel and doing things, you are as good as someone that has been fully boosted. As a matter of fact, you may even be in a better position. So certainly I would not be concerned for someone who has had two shots and infection, survived and did well. You're in a very good position.
Appreciate the time, doctor. Thanks. Have a good holiday.
Thank you for the call,
Thank
Jim.
You.
Happy holidays to you. Cynthia, you're on WGN.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you very much for continuing to do this for all this time. I'm sure it's been challenging for all of us. My question has to do with those of us who have had vaccinations and been boosted, but might be susceptible to a breakthrough. And I'm wondering if you've got enough data yet to see any consistent pattern in the types of people that are experiencing breakthroughs. Is there a pre-existing condition or some other type of consistency in their profiles that suggests that there are some of us that are more susceptible to the breakthroughs than others?
Absolutely, Cynthia. So you asked a question that I think I really need to answer in a kind of a broad way, because I'm not sure exactly the question, but let me answer it exactly as I think what you're asking. So you were vaccinated and boosted, but may have been in an immunocompromised state, in other words, a cancer treatment or some other illness that really knocks down your immune system. Those individuals, after the booster, are getting back to what I would call the norm for many people who just got two. As far as the breakthrough cases, many people are getting breakthrough cases today that are mild or moderate. The ones that are getting breakthrough cases and ending up in the hospital, we're finding two common denominators, obesity and diabetes. And we know that many people with obesity have undiagnosed type 2 diabetes. So diabetes appears to be the one where someone is fully vaccinated and is ending up with a breakthrough case that ends up in the hospital. So I hope I answered your question, because I think I did.
Yes, you did. Exactly. You understood me. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Cynthia, thank you for the call. Somebody, 847, texting, what is the incubation period for the if exposed to Omicron?
Yeah, here's the beauty. With Omicron, the symptoms can be somewhat mild to begin with, right? We're talking about runny nose, headache, fatigue, and sore throat. But we are talking a very short incubation period, a day, 2 days before you start to get it. The beauty of Omicron is it loves the upper respiratory tract. So it loves the nose, the back of the throat. It doesn't do well in the lungs, which is great. So we're not seeing people with heavy coughing and pneumonia. It's just this irritating upper respiratory infection. But it really is just a couple of days. You start getting the sniffles, you start getting a sore throat, a little bit of a headache and fatigue. Boy, I'll tell you, in the next couple of weeks, people are going to say that may not be the common cold, but we have to remember, coronavirus is a common cold. This variant, the Omicron, is dragging us back closer to what that common cold is like.
Yeah, just, we're out of time, but everybody, please be careful. Take all the precautions. I read one article this morning that said that we're coming into a tsunami of infection, a period, as you said, Kevin, right now. And if ever you're going to be careful, now is the time to do it.
And Dean, I would say one final thing, and I know you're running late, but anybody who has not been vaccinated, I can tell you the number one thing that we are hearing from individuals in the hospital who have not been vaccinated, they're saying, boy, I was stupid. I wish I would have got vaccinated. You know, even people who are staunch, I wasn't going to get vaccinated, they're now looking at this going, the vaccine, which we've proven over a year is safe, boy, is much better than ending up in the intensive care unit.
Yeah. Kevin, Merry Christmas. Happy New Year to you, my friend. Thank you again for your time every Sunday. Wish you all the best for 2022.
You got it, Dean. We'll talk soon.